welcome you to the Success Codes audio manual. We are going to try to cover everything in this audio manual that is covered in the written manual. However, we would highly advise that you at least scan through the written manual so that you can visually see the pictures of how to do the codes and the code positions and those sorts of things. But as far as how to do it and the codes themselves, we're going to cover it all. And we're also going to give you something you can get in the manual, which is being able to push a button, relax, lay back, and be directed in how to do the codes without having to have a timer or look over at the page to see what position is next or anything like that. So I'm here with my great friend and partner, Dr. Ben Johnson. And Ben, I'm excited to be here.
It is good, Alex, to share the success codes with everyone.
We've been working on this for about a year, and we are ready to unleash it to the world. We've already got dozens of testimonials from people whose lives have been totally turned around, people who had tried everything else, and this unlocked their potential and the dream that they had always had. And I've got one question for all of you listening, and that is this. Listen really carefully. Are you ready for a success miracle? Now, the reason I ask that, the word miracle is defined by Webster as an extremely outstanding or unusual event, circumstance, or thing in your life that has a dramatic shift. We believe, when you kind of boil that down to practical terms, that what it means is this. It's when your hopes and dreams come true, when you had started to doubt that they would come true. So, Dr. Ben, we want to help everyone listening today to have a miracle, a success miracle in their life.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got several things to cover today, and I want to let you know the success codes are not designed to treat, heal, cure, prevent any illness or disease, or cause $1 million to drop through your roof unexpectedly. They are designed to heal destructive images and memories only, and help you create and infuse new ones that'll act kind of like a rudder guiding you where you want to go. They are for informational and educational purposes only. So with that said, let's get started. According to the latest and greatest research, and this is, and when I say that, I'm talking Stanford University Medical School, New York University Medical School, Southwestern University Medical School in Dallas, Texas, Boston University Medical School, the Institute of Heart Math, University of California, San Francisco, Time, Newsweek, Nobel Prize laureates around the world. According to the best and greatest, Ben, there are three components to every problem that we have in our life. And if we can get rid of those three components, we can literally achieve anything. And of course, what the success codes is centered around is that there's also, according to the latest medical research, a literal success mechanism in the body that when you turn it on, instantly starts producing success in your life. So let's get right into those three components. And Dr. Ben, number one, the number one of those three components is stress. And stress, and I'll let you say more about this, but stress, according to even the United States federal government, is the cause of illness and disease. And so can you share with us, why is stress such a big deal? And by the way, can you share, why are we talking about illness or disease when the point of this program is success?
Well, indeed, the CDC in Atlanta does say that 80% of all disease is the result of stress. Let me just share with you before we get started how I came to the success codes. I had been diagnosed with ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease, in February of 2003. And that was a huge event in my life because there's no known treatment. And I began to work with Dr. Lloyd and do these exercises. And within literally weeks, my symptoms had gone away and my life had changed. Now, I would call that a success. That was an outstanding success in my life. But let me define stress, because that is a major cause of lack of success. And even the CDC says it's the cause of 80% of all disease in the U.S. Stress is imbalance. It's the imbalance of the autonomic nervous system, the two parts of it, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The parasympathetic is where we want to be. It's growth, healing. Receiving nutrition into your body. The cells are open. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing to stay healthy. The stressful part, the parasympathetic nervous system, when you go into sympathetic, that's the fight or flight mechanism. That's the fire alarm. Everything closes down, shuts down on every level. Your bowel stops digesting food, your cells close up so they aren't getting nutrition in on a cellular level. They aren't getting waste products out. They aren't getting oxygen, minerals, nutrients in. So stress is the imbalance of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. So that's just a tiny brief overview of stress in the body.
That's great, Ben. Thank you. And let me take a little time out from the three components just a second to share with you why we're going through this. You know, you're already hearing stuff about health, and this is not the healing codes, it's the success codes. Now, we would advise you to get the healing codes to keep yourself healthy. But according to the medical research, Ben, the same thing that causes health problems is what messes up our success.
That's
isn't that right?
It blocks our success.
That's
same
right.
It blocks your health.
That's right. And in both cases, it is our cellular memories, which is component number three of what we're talking about here. But it's most of what we're going to be talking about once we get to the success stuff. But that's why we're talking about success and health in a little bit of a back and forth way, because the same thing causes both, and a lot of this research that's been done was done kind of from a health perspective. But there's a lot of other research done from a success perspective that we'll share with you later. So that's component number one is stress, and you have to fix that according to everybody. And we talked about the CDC. Stanford said that 95%+ of all illness and disease is caused by stress. So they said it's just about everything. And another researcher, Dr. John Sarno at NYU Medical School, said, yeah, that's right, but you know what? It's not what you normally think of when you think of stress.
That's right.
It's not the American Express bill. It's not that the economy's not doing good. In other words, it's not your circumstances. It's these cellular memories inside you that are causing you to react to your circumstances. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Let's talk about the bridge between stress and cellular memories, and that is component number two, and that is energy. Everything in the universe is energy, or another way to say energy is frequency. Okay, so stress occurs and it winds up in our cellular memory. Well, how does that happen? Albert Einstein, fritzy hair and really cute pictures, but in 1925, he wrote on his chalkboard, E equals MC squared. It's a little bit hard to grasp what that means, but what that says is that everything in the universe is energy or a frequency. Now, unless you're a physics major, it's a little bit hard to grab a hold of that, so I'm going to help you get a handle on that. When we do our seminars, I show a sine wave and how easily it is to cancel a sine wave, but that's kind of hard to describe verbally. So I'm going to help you get a picture. The other day, a couple of months back, actually, I flew out to San Francisco on this big jet airplane. Well, I just hate noise. So I bought me a noise reduction headset. I won't say the brand name. You all know it. But no free advertising here. And I was sitting on the plane, and the jet engines were roaring, and the stewardess was telling how to fasten the seatbelt and how to escape if there was an accident and the pulling down the oxygen mask. And I put on this headset, and here's what it sounded like. That's right. All of that noise went away. Well, how on earth does it do that? I got out the little manual and started reading, and it said It has a microphone, and it listens to all the noise, and it produces an exact opposite frequency. And that cancels out the other frequencies. And that's called noise cancellation. You cancel one frequency with another frequency, and that's how easy it is to get rid of anything in the planet. Actually, this is sound waves, and it's in the spectrum of sound, but you can do the same thing with light energy, with electrical energy, with anything. And stress is stored in our cellular memory as an energy pattern. And it's just as easy as pie to change an energy pattern. And any physicist understands that. And we do that now practically every day with noise cancellation. You do that in their headsets. There are actually high-dollar automobiles now that have noise cancellation systems in there. And that's how they get it so quiet inside of the cars.
That's a great explanation, Ben. So is it correct to say that on whether it's health or success or anything else, if you can cancel out the destructive frequency and in its place put a healthy one, you have just fixed the problem.
You have absolutely changed the future. You've actually changed the past too.
All right, and let me go a little farther with this and read what a few of the greatest minds that have ever lived have said about this component number two, energy. Professor William Tiller, Nobel Prize laureate at Stanford University, future medicine will be based on controlling energy in the body, and you might just put future medicine and success. George Crile, medical doctor, founder of the Cleveland Clinic, diseases are to be diagnosed and prevented by energy field assessment. Dr. Ben, you already mentioned, all matter is energy, Albert Einstein. Professor Murray J. Mann, Nobel Prize laureate, Yale University, body chemistry is governed by quantum cellular field. Albert Szent-Györgyi, medical doctor, Nobel Prize laureate, treating humans without the concept of energy is treating dead matter. And those quotes go on and on and on. But basically, Ben, these guys, these Nobel Prize laureates in medical schools, etc., the latest one being Southwestern Medical School in Dallas, Texas in September of last year, have been predicting for 80 years, someday we're going to figure out a way to do this, and what they're talking about is what you just described, to cancel out destructive frequencies that are causing our problems, and in its place create healthy frequencies. And these guys knew from 80 years ago that when we figure out how to do that, it'll change everything.
Absolutely. That energy, everything is energy. And if you understand how easy it is to change energy, you understand how easy it is to change stress and cellular memory.
All right. Let's go on to component number three, which is cellular memory. And we've known about components number one and two for a while, but we've known there was a missing piece because things have been getting worse, not better. More illness, more disease, more prescription medication. And in the success field, thousands of people have been flocking to seminars and things left and right and still not being able to achieve what they wanted to achieve.
Let me give you just a couple of numbers there to put that in perspective. In 1971... President Richard Nixon declared war on cancer. It was the eighth cause of death at that point. In 2005, cancer became the leading cause of death. That's after trillions of dollars of research. Every week on the news, you hear about some new miracle breakthrough for cancer, but it has now become the number one disease in spite of all the research, in spite of all the trillions of dollars. So that's what we're facing. The drug industry is not making it better. It doesn't work that way.
All right. And so the missing piece of the puzzle we now know has been cellular memory. Southwestern Medical School, Dallas, Texas, September of last year, the conclusion of their study, I'll give first and then tell you how they got there. The conclusion, this is word for word, our best hope for healing incurable illness and disease in the future may very well lie in finding a way to heal destructive cellular memories. Now, why did they say that? Because they studied animals, humans, and plants and found that the health control mechanism of every cell on planet Earth, really, everything alive, are the cellular memories of that thing, that even plants record memories, and that those memories become the key to health or illness. Now, why in the world were they even looking at that? Well, you may remember a number of years ago, the Human Genome Project, where they were mapping out the DNA sequences and their stock went through the roof. People became overnight millionaires. It was on the front page of newspapers and TV headlines. It was everywhere. You may not have heard so much about that recently. The reason is, first of all, and I learned this from you, Ben, they didn't find near as many of the gene sequences as they thought.
About half.
And the other issue, and this is reported out of Stanford Medical School, they figured out that the DNA is not the control mechanism, that the DNA is turned on or off by the memories and beliefs of the organism. So the DNA can't be the control if it's turned on and off, and sure enough, it's not. The control mechanism are the cellular memories and the beliefs that are embedded in those cellular memories of whatever the control mechanism is.
And that's a huge breakthrough in thought and understanding, because we were all taught and from day one that genetics determined everything. We've been raised in the belief system of genetic determinism, and it's just not true.
That is absolutely right. And it's not just Southwestern. It's NYU Medical School, Stanford Medical School.
Research is pouring in.
It is. In fact, you and I remember this, Ben. You and I were lecturing in Mexico a few months ago, and we go into the little gift shop there, and there's Newsweek, you know, and we pick up Newsweek, and the front cover says stress and your health. Okay? And there's this picture of a beautiful woman with heart problems or something on the cover. And stress, of course, is component number one, so we pick it up. And it's talking about how, oh, we've got new research that says stress causes heart problems and we've got a way to fix the stress. But then the fascinating thing to us, Ben, is that it quoted three studies in those articles about stress and health. And in all three of them, the stress was caused by destructive cellular memories. And they even said, you know, we need to find a new way to treat heart problems where we find a way to heal these cellular memories. We don't know what it'll be because we're not sure how to do that. But that's what we're going to have to do because that's where this stuff is coming from.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out the name for this new specialty, cardiology.
That's right.
It was interesting.
That's right. And the research from Stanford Medical School says, yeah, 95%+ of illness and disease comes from stress, but the stress, 100% of the time, is caused by a wrong belief. And the wrong belief, of course, is embedded in our cellular memories. We wouldn't have the belief without those memories. So those are components number one, two, and three, and you got to fix all three. And the destructive cellular memories are what cause the stress. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Now, one thing we want to do before we move on to the heart of the success material, Ben, is put our money where our mouth is. Can we prove that we can remove stress? So could you share just very briefly what heart rate variability is and what our results with heart rate variability are using the four healing centers in the success codes?
Thank you. If you're going to prove something scientifically, you want to test. That test needs to have certain things. You want it to test what you want it to test. You don't want it to test a lot of other things. And boy, if you can find a test that's not subject to placebo, then you've really accomplished something. That's why you see these multi-center trials with 10,000 people in them, so they can figure out whether their pill actually did any better than placebo. Well, heart rate variability is the test, the gold standard test for measuring physiological stress in the human body. So that's what we used for validation. So we would work with people, do a pre-test, a heart rate variability test, and then do the healing codes on them, have them do them on themselves, and then do a post-test. And what we showed was that we could change the stress paradigm virtually every time. Now, that in itself is huge and very significant. But we had these people come back the next day, and 70-some percent of them were still in balance. That was after one treatment. That is incredible, because nothing else before this moment in time was ever known to change physiological stress in the body short of months. So that we could change this in a matter of minutes was a huge breakthrough in the ability to deal with physiological stress in the body.
And Dr. Ben, according to the research that we've been quoting, let's go to the Stanford research. If stress is caused 100% of the time, as Dr. Lipton there says, from wrong beliefs, and these wrong beliefs are embedded in our cell memories, then in order to remove stress like that, as measured by HRV, you have to be healing those cell memories. Is that right?
That's, if science works logically, and I believe it does, that's the only conclusion that you can draw.
Okay, let me give you a little more ammunition for that. I believe that's absolutely true, and I believe that's why no one else has ever been able to do it. The only thing the success codes do is turn on the mechanism in the body that heals those destructive memories and creates new ones. But what we're finding out through science is that's the key to everything. In that same conference, Ben, in Mexico, we had another opportunity besides lecturing to those people. We were able to work individually with 143 people over 3 days. And those people told us their number one problem, the number one problem in their entire life, and the most destructive memory of their life that was related to that problem. And we gave them the healing code for that, not the success code. This was the healing code for that. And when we got back, we got a really interesting letter from Dr. Ellen, who is one of the staff people with that conference, saying, "I just wanted to let you guys know that 143 out of 143 people that you guys worked on over those 3 days self-reported," this is not us saying it, "self-reported that most destructive memory of their life was completely healed." And she said, "I was absolutely amazed. I couldn't believe it. The people, when they told us, were crying and laughing and jumping up and down. Some were saying, this is the memory I've been trying to work on for 30 or 40 years involving abuse or this or that." But 143 out of 143 were healed. So I believe that's exactly what's happening, and a lot of our testimonials from people say that same thing. So I believe that's exactly what's happening. The stress is caused by the destructive memories, like Stanford says, and all these other medical schools say. So to get the stress to go away, as measured by the HRV results that have never happened in history, you have to heal those cell memories, and that's what the healing codes are doing in a way that we believe is unprecedented in history, and it's a quantum physics healing system like these Albert Einstein and Nobel Prize laureates have been predicting for the last 80 years. That's why we're so excited, because we believe now that we can do what we've never been able to do before. So that's kind of some background in those three components. Now let's move to the success mechanism and what it is, how it works, and how the success codes turn it on. Now, as we transition to the success material, let me build a bridge real quick with an example. I had a lady from Manhattan call me who said, "Dr. Lloyd, I don't think you can help me because I don't have a health problem. My issue is I can't reach my goals. I can't be successful." And she told me her story and said she'd graduated from an Ivy League school with honors, graduated from another Ivy League MBA program with honors, had 180 IQ, had been tabbed for greatness. Articles, Ben, had literally been written about her.
Wait a minute. You're not going to tell us the popsicle story, are you?
Yeah, this is the popsicle story. And I tell it because everybody's got a popsicle story. Anyway, she said, I've got everything I need. I've got tremendous intelligence. I know this material. And the experts are right. I should be a mover and shaker on Wall Street and in world financial markets, but I keep messing myself up. And she said, sometimes it's even comical the ways I find to sabotage my success. And had been trying everything for years. And she said, it's not just my work, it's relationships and everything else too. So anyway, we started working, and in a period of about a couple of weeks, I don't remember exactly, that was completely healed, was doing the success program, and it was, the blocks were healed, and she absolutely went through the roof. But the point of this is what was causing the problem. And this is it. When she was about 5 years old, she had a sister that was about her same age. It was a hot summer day, I think somewhere in the Midwest. And it was around lunchtime, and her mom gave her sister a popsicle and would not give her a popsicle. Now, I pause there for effect, because whenever we tell this story in person, you see these looks on everybody's faces. Okay, what's the rest of it? You know, where's the abuse? Where's the trauma? Did the sister throw her popsicle and hit her in the eye and she, you know? That's the whole point. There is no rest of the story. That's it. That's the great big huge thing that had been negatively affecting her life, as she said, ruining her life for her whole life. Now, she didn't have a clue about that. She didn't remember it. She didn't remember it at the time, but it came out through the process of healing it. And it's even worse than that. The mother told her, honey, your sister's already had a good lunch. When you have a good lunch, you can have a popsicle too. Well, who did the wrong bad thing there? Nobody. Nobody did anything wrong. Not the mother, not the sister, not my client, nobody. But here's what happened. These memories are encoded into us through the reasoning and intellectual capacity at the time they're encoded. We grow up, the memories don't. So she was 5 years old. Well, do you know a whole lot of rational, reasonable five-year-olds when it comes to things like food and popsicles and stuff that they want to do? I mean, I've got a five-year-old, and I guarantee you mine is not terribly rational when it comes to those things. But anyway, here's how it got encoded into that sweet lady. If my mom gives my sister a popsicle and doesn't give me one, it must mean that my mom loves my sister more than me. If she loves my sister more than me, it must mean there's something wrong with me. And if there's something wrong with me, then when I get out there in the world, other people are not going to love me, and I'm going to fail because there's something wrong with me. Now, the world could be the elementary school playground, high school dating scene, college, and of course, now her career. It transferred to all of those things. When we think of destructive memories, we tend to think of the trauma and abuse, and those are destructive memories. But all of us have popsicle memories, and these memories can do the exact same thing, only sometimes it's worse, because we would look straight at these memories and dismiss them as that couldn't possibly be anything, when really it may be the source of everything. So that's how these cellular memories work. The cellular memory had a destructive energy frequency. It created stress in her life, suppressed her immune system. She did have some health problems, but it blocked her from doing what she knew she could do in her life. So that's the bridge. And now I want to talk for just a minute about the failure mechanism and the success mechanism in our body. Most people don't know this, Ben, that we literally have a failure and success mechanism. And the analogy is that it's kind of like flipping a switch on your circuit breaker box in your house. Flipping the switch to power your refrigerator or your dishwasher or washer and dryer. Well, we're going to show you how to flip the switch to turn off failure and flip the switch to turn on success. So let's look at failure first. Let's look at the components of failure. This is not from Alex and Ben. This is from the research, and we cite that research in your manual. So if you want to know where that's from, go there. But it's from the best medical schools and minds in the world. Number one, the failure mechanism dumbs you down. It can take up to 50% of your intellectual capacity. Number two, it drains your energy. It can take 50% of your available energy. So that means you're trying to be successful with half your intellectual capacity and creativeness and half your energy. That's pretty tough to do. It suppresses your immune system, increases pain, raises blood pressure, closes cells, destroys relationships. Why? Because it has you coming from a place of fear, anger, depression, confusion, shame, etc. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you looking at this list or listening to me talk about it would say that's a pretty good definition of failure? Well, we have asked people this question all over the world, and we get a hearty yes every time we ask that. Second question, let's say that you made the $1 million. You had a goal this year to make $1 million, and you achieve that. But these characteristics are what describes the rest of your life. Drained energy, dumbed down, pain, high blood pressure, closed cells, bad relationships, fear, anger, depression, confusion. Would you say that you're successful because you made $1 million, even though your life is characterized by all these other things?
Absolutely not.
That's right. And that's what people say to us.
I've had a few patients like that.
That's right. And that's what people say to us all over the world. So keep that in mind. And now let's look at the success mechanism. And here are the characteristics of the success mechanism. And again, this is not Alex and Ben. This is the research. Enhanced relationships, parental bonding, love, joy, peace, increases immune function, reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, counteracts addiction and withdrawal, stimulates human growth hormone. Anybody want to get younger instead of older? Increases trust and wise judgment, modulates appetite and healthy digestion, promotes healing in the body. These are two great ones. Stimulates relaxation on one hand, but on the other hand, stimulates energy when you need it. So you can relax when you need it, and you've got tons of energy when you need it. Stimulates higher neurological activity. So instead of being dumbed down, you're smartened up, and it opens your cells. Now, same question as before. Let's say you had that goal of making $1 million, and you didn't come close to it. But these characteristics are what describe your life. Are you a success or failure?
Absolute success.
That is right. And people answer that way all over the world. And by the way, if you don't answer that way, you might want to take a look at your definition of success. But remember Peter Lowe and the study that he quotes in his seminars, where they took people from all over and try to figure out what do people really want. So one person said, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And they analyzed that, and the conclusion was, we all want the same thing, whether we know it or not. And it's love, joy, and peace. Now, second question, just like before, let's say that you have all this stuff, love, joy, peace, higher neurological activity, great relationships, but you don't come anywhere close to your goal of making $1 million this year. Are you a success or failure?
I'm successful.
That is right. Because these are the things that we work for. These are our real dreams in life, to have great relationships, love, joy, peace, health, etc. So what we want you to know right now is that this failure mechanism is a system you can turn on and off. It is usually not called failure. It's usually called stress or fight or flight. The success mechanism is even less well known, and I think a lot of the reason for that being is because people have not found a way to turn it on. So I'm going to hand it over to you now and let you address what is this success mechanism, what makes it up, how is it turned on and off, how come we're not hearing more about it, how come there aren't drugs all over the place. It sure seems like there should be with everything that this thing does. So can you, with your medical doctor hat on, kind of address some of those issues?
Yes, thank you. If you're going to talk about this on a hormonal level, this has a name. Everything that you've described, and it's called oxytocin, and it's an incredible hormone. It's produced in a couple of spots in the brain: the supraoptic nuclei and the paraventricular nuclei. I just knew you wanted to know those names, but it actually goes two different directions. It can go to the posterior pituitary, where it's released into the bloodstream, and it has totally different effects out there as the other pathway, where it's released into the brain. When it's released into the bloodstream, it's for like pregnant ladies. In fact, that's where the name oxytocin comes from. It means rapid delivery or quick birth, and that's the hormone that they discovered that causes a uterus to contract. In fact, some ladies listening to this will recall that the doctor gave them oxytocin to induce delivery. And it's also the hormone that's involved in the letdown reflex when a mother's nursing her baby. But that's when it's secreted into the bloodstream. And it's interesting to note that when it's secreted into the bloodstream, it has none of the effects that it has when it's secreted into the brain. And that's because of a thing that we in medicine call blood-brain barrier. So I'm going to stop talking about the effects of when the hormone is secreted into the blood and start talking about the effects of when oxytocin is released into the brain, into the other centers of the brain. And that is what Dr. Lloyd was talking about, all of these positive effects. Dr. Tobias Esch and Dr. George Stefano, University of Medicine in Berlin and Neuroscience Research Institute and the University of New York, published some interesting findings in 2005 that the release of oxytocin by the pituitary gland initiates the body's love success mechanism. And that was corroborated at the University of Illinois. Now, let's stop and talk here just a second, because I want to talk about that serious event when there's no other name for it except orgasm. At that moment in time, the world is perfect. It's hard to comprehend what it means to experience oxytocin without talking about that experience, because that experience virtually encompasses what oxytocin is and does. At that moment in time, there is trust. There is relaxation. There is joy, an incredible feeling of peace. There's absolutely no stress at that moment in time. So there's a surge of growth hormone goes through the body. That's very beneficial. There's this feeling of relationship and trust. There's actually a healing effect that comes from that. So all of these benefits, all of these things that you feel at that moment in time are the result of one thing, and that's oxytocin. It is an incredible hormone. And now, that happens with several events, with touch. It can happen with certain smells. You remember those certain chocolate chip cookies that your grandma used to bake, and that smell will give you, literally give you a release of oxytocin in your mind. Certain memories can do that. Now, it can also shut that down. So what if you could choose to release that oxytocin? What if you could choose when you got that release of oxytocin in your brain that gave you that sense of well-being, that gave you that sense of connectedness and safety and love? What if you could do that on command? Well, you can. Literally, with the healing codes, the mechanism, you can cause oxytocin to be released. Literally, with the success codes, you can cause that release of oxytocin. You can experience that warm fuzzy, that peace, that freedom, joy, connectedness with the success codes techniques. When you have that oxytocin release in the brain, it is instantaneous. All of that happens instantaneously. Another very interesting thing is that, and we don't know how it works, Dr. Lloyd, but it happens, it spreads, if you would, like a wave. It's kind of like you've seen somebody yawn in a room of people, and the yawn just kind of spreads across the room. Literally, oxytocin can spread. Your effect of oxytocin can literally affect other people.
So the one of the most wonderful, loving things you could do to family, friends, children, whatever, is to keep turning this effect on in you, because based on the research with animals, it turns it on in them.
It literally does. And I'll share a personal experience. My son-in-law-to-be came to visit the family, and it had been a rough day. We were going out to dinner, and I was just really struggling, and I was affecting everybody else. And at a moment in time, I decided, you know, I am going to bless this occasion. I am going to bless this event. And what I did was I got an oxytocin release, and I made visual contact with each person sitting around that table and just sent them the message, I love you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here. This is wonderful. Peace and love and joy. And it happened. I just waited on each person to make visual contact with me. And I sent that, and it spread, and it changed the evening, literally. Another very interesting thing is that oxytocin doesn't just last for a few minutes. If you start giving yourself oxytocin over a period of time, there's a building effect. It lasts for hours, literally. It can last for weeks as it builds up. There is a snowball effect. And so if we can get that snowball rolling downhill, it builds up. So this is a growing thing. The more you do it, the better it gets.
Okay. Man, you've got us on the edge of our seats. What turns it on or off? What's the mechanism? What's the switch that we can turn this thing on or off?
It's memories. Now, there's a critical thing here. Negative memories, according to research done by Dr. Altimus at Cornell University and Rebecca Turner, PhD at University of California, San Francisco, negative memories turn off the success response. Now listen real closely. Positive memories turn the success response on only if there are not too many negative memories.
And there's our connection between the healing, the health, and the success, because the success codes, the only thing they do is heal the destructive memories and infuse good, healthy, positive ones. And what you're saying, we already said that the research on health says it goes back to destructive cellular memories from Stanford, University of Cal, Southwestern Medical School in Dallas, Texas, and New York University Medical School. But now we're finding research from Cornell Medical School and University of California, San Francisco Medical School, saying that this incredible, wonderful success mechanism is also turned on and off by memories.
Absolutely. And you've got to change the negative cellular memories and decrease those, because you've got to have more positive memories than you do. And that's the incredible thing with the success codes. We're not only going to decrease negative cellular memories, but we're going to infuse positive cellular memories.
So what the success codes do, Ben, is they take this success thing away from it having to be dependent on my effort and pushing a rock uphill. We've heard from so many people, you know, I've been trying 16 hours a day, 6 days a week for 20 years, and I can't get there. But when I started doing this, healed the destructive memories, infused the positive ones, it just happened almost effortlessly. Well, guys, that's what the research says should happen if you heal these memories and infuse the good ones.
Nobody's just been able to get there before.
That's right. Now, answer me one question, Ben. How in the world is it that we've known about this mechanism, the success mechanism, for a number of years, and we don't have a drug for it?
Well, boy, you can be sure if the drug companies could make this happen, they would, because this would be the magic pill. This would be better than cocaine or better than any of those. And they have manufactured that molecule. But do you remember I said that if you put it in the bloodstream, or you can eat it or whatever, take it as a nutrient, it doesn't get there because of that blood-brain barrier. It has to happen from the inside out. It has to be turned on inside the brain, and the brain has to secrete that to the other emotional centers in the brain, the amygdala, the hippocampus, these long, big Greek words that where all of the emotional seats of the body are controlled.
And the thing that controls that in the brain is the hypothalamus.
That's right.
And the hypothalamus is what is constantly going through and looking at all of those cellular memories to determine if it's going to turn on the stress response, which we call the failure response, the success response, or neither one. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You know, a lot of things, if you go back, and again, I'm talking about sex, but you have to recognize that moment in time of what all is happening in your body at the moment of orgasm, if you would, the emotions. You know, there's a lot of things going on there, excitement, wonderful things happening that with just a little bit of change could be stressful. But it's the oxytocin release that makes them wonderful instead of unpleasant. So it's the hormone that changes the whole thing.
So this is all three components. We remove stress by a quantum physics healing system that's energy based, which those Nobel Prize laureates have been predicting for 80 years. And it's done by healing the cellular memories and infusing the healthy ones. And when this happens, back to our list of what is success and what is failure based on the research of these two mechanisms. You know, we said that, you know, even if you don't get your $1 million but have those success things, that's successful. And even if you do get your million but have those failure things, you're still a failure. But here's the thing. If you look at those two lists and say, okay, which of those two states am I more likely to get my $1 million based on how I feel and perform and interact with other people, which is the key to doing that? What's the answer to that? It's being in the success place.
Absolutely.
And as we talk to Harv Eker and Mark Victor Hansen and Joe Sugarman, the guys who are the world's experts in this field, they all agree with that. If you can put yourself in that success place with love and joy and peace and energy and higher intellectual capacity and trust and wise judgment and on and on and on, man, you are night and day more likely to achieve those monetary, career, relationship goals than coming from the place where you're dumbed down, energy drained, coming from fear, anger, sadness, depression. And that is the whole point. We believe you will be, with the success codes, instantly successful, meaning as soon as this mechanism turns on, you experience all that great stuff, love, joy, peace, etc. But we also believe you'll be long-term successful, meaning if your goal is $1 million or $100 million or achieving some great thing or being a performer or relationships or whatever it is, that is the state that you will achieve those goals and dreams in.
It is the paradigm, the new paradigm for success. And it truly is a change in the paradigm, because no one has had the missing component of cellular memory and how to change that.
That's right. So, folks, this is why we're so excited. This is why Dr. Ben and I are on a mission to share this with people all over the world, so you can not only transform your own lives, but the lives of your family and friends and your companies and all that sort of thing. So we welcome you to the Success Codes. We congratulate you. We are here to help you any way we can from a support perspective. And we just encourage you, Dr. Ben, write the one thing success boils down to.
You have to do the codes.
You do those codes every day and be unbelievably successful in your life. So welcome to the Success Codes, and help us spread the word. Thank you.